Which sector should you look out for long-term investing? This is the question most of my clients as well as well-wishers ask. And in this episode, we are going to discuss about that one sector which looks really high on demand in the coming years. And there is a lot of capex arrangements also by the government to match its demand with supply. Friends, my name is Aniket Chaudhary. Welcome to the FinAzad podcast. If you're struggling with your personal finances, need any help in managing your finances and for retirement planning, children education planning, mutual fund, stock market related issues, do reach out to me on my WhatsApp number, that is 7058248602. You can find the direct link to WhatsApp here in the description as well. Well, the sector that we are going to discuss here in this episode is the power sector, which is promising a lot of demand in the coming years, and there are good provisions to match its demand with good supply as well. India has seen its power demand shoot up by 8% in FY 2022 and 17% in FY 2023. That is financial year 2023, because it's not over yet. And this demand is looking sustainable in the coming years because of various other things that we'll be discussing in this episode. And we'll also be discussing why this demand is going to increase and what are the provisions and what changes are coming up in the power industry and the power sector, because of which we see that this demand will be sustained by some good arrangements and good supply. So, firstly, the shift that has come nowadays for the power sector is that earlier commercial establishments were having huge demand of electricity or power during the peak hours. But as we see nowadays after COVID, since the last two and a half years, that people have shifted towards work from home culture, and this has shot up the demand for household requirements as well, right? So in the evenings and nights, the work from home culture and the hybrid culture is creating the daytime demand in the residential areas as well. And to add to it, the GDP growth is also expected to be good and positive in the coming years, and hence the power sector will also move up in tandem with the growing GDP. Now, earlier what used to happen is, actually let's talk about the three parts of the power industry. There a lot goes into the power, for the power companies from the time of generating power till it reaches our household. So actually there are three companies that work in tandem. The first one is power generation, the second one is power transmission. If you've seen those huge towers on the national highways, those huge towers which we don't see in our localities, those are the transmission towers. And the small towers which you see in our localities, they are the distribution towers, right? So generation, transmission and distribution, these are the three different companies, in fact, in most of the states. So the problem out of these three lies in the distribution part, because distribution is such a place wherein we see a lot of power theft. Then we also see that most of the people, and most in many places people are not so punctual in paying the electricity bills in most of the parts. I mean, we cannot generalize it, but we have seen that the nearly around in most of the states we see 70%, sometimes 75% of the bills are paid, rest 25-20% differs from state to state. In fact, they are not paid, and then there is so much of political interference as well into it and all of that. So generation and transmission have been good. They have been the they have been creating the driving force in the power industry. But distribution, on the other hand, has been playing spoil sports since a very long time. But nowadays, things are improving, and especially now that the proposed electricity bill, which is getting a lot of opposition by most of the state governments and most of the electricity boards around the around all the states of India, it proposes that in a single area you will be having more than 2-3 companies which will be offering their services, which will be offering their electricity to you. So you have a choice between these 2 or 3 companies, and hence that will create a healthy competition between these 2-3 companies, and hence they will try to provide good services to the clients, to the customers, at a better rate. So this electricity bill amendment will also improve this part of the solar sector, that is the distribution sector. All right. Now the other thing is, we have all this is about coal based energy, and that is not a sustainable way of generating energy going into the future. Hence renewable sources have to be looked out for, and renewable sources are getting a lot of push nowadays. So to give you a few statistics, renewable energy capacity is rising, will be rising 82% by FY 26-27 and 2.8x by FY 30. That means in the next 8-10 years we are seeing almost a 80-90% rise in the renewable energy capacity. Also, the capacity which is currently around 150 GW will be increased to 450 GW by 2030. So that is more than double, right? So it is nearly 2.8x again. Out of which 175 GW will be achieved by the end of 2022 itself. So work is in progress, and the capacity of renewable energy, solar and etc., is on the verge of getting a push, and the non-renewable sources are on the verge of extinction. Next point that is that we are now moving towards EVs, that is electric vehicles. The demand for electric vehicles is increasing day by day. The central ministry is working really hard to get rid of diesel and petrol, we know that, and EVs and various other fuels are being tested. So if EVs, as we see, the demand is already having a surge. If EVs demand goes up, then obviously the power demand will go up, because we need to charge our EVs, right? And hence, because of this Make in India initiative, it is expected to have a great result in increased per capita consumption of power in India, which is significantly low as compared to the global average now. So all of these things put together make the power sector a great sector to invest in. Now, which are the companies that you should look out for? Also, I forgot to tell you about the capex cycles which are put into implementation nowadays for the power sector. So they are getting a lot of revenue and money as well from the government, and that is also a green factor for this particular sector. Now, if you have been following this podcast, we have been talking about a couple of companies. One was Power Grid, the other one was IEX, and we talked about the power sector earlier as well. I think it was April, March that we talked about IEX and Power Grid. Both these stocks have been doing good since then. And even now, the companies that you should look out for are Adani Transmission, Adani Power, NTPC, JSW Energy, Power Grid, NHPC, CESC as well. So all these power utilities, and especially IEX, which is an exchange, and which has got nothing to do really with the with the power demand or the power supply, because it is an exchange. We talked about it in another podcast, let's not go deep into it. These are the stocks that you should look out for, and the energy sector is looking really, really promising with this sustained demand spike, as well as the large capex push, as I said, that the government is ready to spend on the power sector, which was very unlikely earlier, because of which many things were not put into implementation. So with this, we come to the end of this podcast. I hope this was valuable for you guys. If it was, make sure that you like, share, subscribe, comment, follow, and show your love in whichever way you feel comfortable with. Also, Check out our Hindi podcast. By the way, this English podcast of ours is ranked number 11 in all the finance podcasts of India as per the Feed Post blog. You can Google top 20 finance podcasts of India and you will find that ranking by Feed Post. All right. Also, check out the YouTube channel. Also, our Fin Azad app, which has the fantastic course on technical analysis for all of you. Thank you, and I'll be seeing you again.